our sins. Most merciful God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. In the midst of your enemies and the sin that surrounds us, we flee for refuge in your infinite mercy, seeking and pleading for your forgiveness and deliverance. For we, O Lord, are sinners and confess that we have set idols in our hearts above you. We seek life, pleasure, and goodness from the vain things of the world, money, power, politics, entertainment. And we confess that we let these idols multiply in our heart to encumber us in sin. And Lord, we confess our arrogance and pride, which leads us to say things we shouldn't say, believe things we shouldn't believe, do things we shouldn't do, and not do things that we should do. We're humbled before you, the Lord of lords and God of gods, our Creator and Redeemer. Lord, in your mercy, forgive us, cleanse us, and turn our hearts to you. And Selah. Lord, hear our prayer and let joy and gladness be restored to us again. We lift up our hearts to you and receive forgiveness in Christ Jesus. For in your mercy you have promised forgiveness to us who have been brought into union with Jesus Christ, who conquered sin and death, claiming victory over the evil one and giving life and forgiveness to all who call upon his name in reverence and faith. We praise you for this good news and that we are accepted before your throne of grace this morning, through your Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. God's word to us this morning begins in Luke chapter 3, beginning in verse 21. Hear the word of the Lord. Now it came about, when all the people were baptized, that Jesus also was baptized. And while he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." And when he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years of age, being supposedly the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Hezli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maath, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Josech, the son of Joda, the son of Jonan, the son of Risa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Maliah, the son of Menah, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Amin, the son of Ram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Heber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahaliel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Our next passage will be in 1 Chronicles, chapter 6. Verse 21 through 38. No, that's not right. Oh, I'm sorry. Verse 31 through 48. 1 Chronicles 6, verse 31. Now these are those whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of Yahweh, after the ark rested there. And they ministered with their song before the tabernacle and the tent of meeting, until Solomon had built the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem. And they served in their office according to their order. And these are those who served with their sons. From the sons of the Kohathites were Heman, the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Eliel, the son of Tua, the son of Zoph, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tehath, the son of Asir, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And Heman's brother Asaph stood at his right hand, even Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimei, the son of Mikael, the son of Behaasiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zima, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And on the left hand were the kinsmen, the sons of Merari, Ethan, the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashbiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Benai, the son of Shemer, the son of Malai, the son of Mushai, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. And their kinsmen, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. Now, if you would, please turn to the back of your bulletin. We'll read together Psalm 135. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths but do not speak. They have eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord from Zion. He who dwells in Jerusalem, praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.